Our next guest is one of the most well-known electronic musicians in South America.
I'm Nicolas Cruz. I'm a musician based in Ecuador. I mainly focus on electronic music, kind of mixing the folklore and roots from around South America.
He creates vivid soundscapes using various instruments, including wood flutes, percussions, and small guitars.
Living in a place like Ecuador, it just feels natural, you know. All around, folklore and roots are quite present. You know, you turn on the radio and you listen to folkloric music. It came to a point where I was making techno music with, I guess, a faster BPM, and I decided to slow down and, you know, investigate like music from here, never thinking about like what would sell or whatever, you know. And it got to a point where I created this song called Sanación, which opens Prender el Alma. And that really made me take a step back and realize what I was doing, and like, it really felt magical, it felt powerful.
Nicolas Cruz released the song Sanación on his first album 4 years ago. Now he's out with his second project called Siku.
Siku is a reference to an wind instrument here from the Andes, but at the same time, Siku means, well, it's like an Andean tradition, which means playing in pairs. Not necessarily playing like in the physical form, but really being connected with one another while playing. I try to be as experimental as possible. You know, I feel that's one of the things we can take advantage of in electronic music. At the same time, in lots of other songs, I like to record outside of the conventional studio or space where things can be a bit more chaotic. So Arca was recorded in these caves in a volcano near me. It's not an active volcano, but pretty much all the mountains around here were once a volcano. And Arca is done in collaboration with Esteban Valdivia, and he does such a great job in, I don't like the word, rescuing, but at the same time, that's what he does, pre-Columbian instruments, and he's a master at playing those. We always wanted to do a song together, and so we thought like these caves, which are near our homes, was the perfect place to experiment. So we got together, just the two of us. I set up some microphones, started experimenting with the space. Those caves have quite a vibe, so it really puts you in a nice mood to be creative, you know. Do I change the perception of pop music here in Latin America? Well, I hope so. You know, I really, at least I know I'm doing my music, you know, with quality and intention. So, yeah, I really hope it gets heard and it replaces our concept of, you know, popular music. Enough reggaeton. No, I like reggaeton.